You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Our market watcher this evening, Chantel Marks, Head of Research at F&B Wealth and Investments. Chantel, thank you very much for your time this evening. Let's start with a market wrap.
Yes, so we actually had a pretty decent day on the market relative to global markets. The JSE managed to eke out a 0.25% gain on the day, really a function of a strong performance by the financial sector, as well as the small and mid-cap space. We saw resources come under pressure, down about 1.6% today. And that was really led by the gold miners, so Anglo Gold and Harmony being the weakest performers of the top 100 today. And then on the plus side, a really strong positive move by Premier Group. That's the bread producer after a sell-side upgrade there. And then also Sappi and Itaaltal standing out to me. I thought Itaaltal was quite an interesting one because we did have building confidence numbers come out yesterday that showed that space of the market really feeling very good around what's ahead, I think, in the context of interest rates coming down and perhaps consumers having a little bit more disposable income to spend on DIY projects and the like. The rand was kind of middle of the road relative to the big currencies today, but slightly weaker, down. Slightly weaker, ever so slightly weaker today, down 0.4% against the US dollar.
Let's take a look at the August CPI report, which is due on Wednesday. It will offer some insight into inflationary pressures and consumer spending patterns. What are you looking forward to the most?
Yes, so we have headline inflation out of the US that's expected to come down quite a bit. Well, in the context of inflation, it's a small move is always a big deal. But the core measure is expected to stay above 3%. The Fed really has that 2% target that they're always speaking to. I think, though, if we get a surprise to the downside, so if inflation is lower than expected, then I think there will be more talk around a possible 50 basis point cut by the US Fed. In its meeting on the, I think the 18th is when the decision is made. And obviously, if it's higher than expected, then I think investors will cement in that 25 basis point rate cut. But I do think that the rate cut is on the cards. I can't see them not going through with that.
Okay. Let's go back to the JSE, because the Financial Sector Conduct Authority has approved amendments to its listing requirements that will allow it to split its main board into two distinct segments. Meaning what, essentially?
Well, I think that the idea is that you do have the main board that kind of caters to or a specific board that caters to bigger companies, and then another board that caters to slightly smaller companies. I'm not exactly sure what the ultimate impact around it will be, but the JSE has been trying to simplify its requirements for some time, and the JSE has tried to attract more listings to the bourse as well. I mean, we know that over the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen a string of delistings, not necessarily only because of onerous regulatory requirements, but also because the South African market has been very undervalued and a lot of stocks have been takeover targets as a result. But I'm not sure exactly what the outcome is going to be or whether or not it's going to have a massive impact, but I think the JSE will be quite happy.
Okay. So the two-pot retirement system, which is on everyone's lips, including a popular food outlet, rather. Let's talk about that, because a number of companies have been talking about how much they've processed, Alex Forbes being the latest, processing withdrawals worth some 1.5 billion rand in a week. Which stocks will benefit the most, do you perceive?
Yes, so we think that the discretionary retailers will benefit the most. So those are basically clothing and furniture retailers. The reality is that the cap is quite small. So we're not necessarily going to see someone being able to go out and buy a new car, for example. But it will give that spending power. And then I hope a lot of investors make a good decision. And if they withdraw from that pot, they actually decide to pay down some debt. And that, I think, will be quite positive for the banks, because some of that debt is, or some consumers are under a lot of pressure and struggling to service their debt. And I'm hoping that it will improve the credit quality for the banks as well.
What's going on with oil prices?
Well, oil prices are under a lot of pressure. So for South Africa, that's quite a good thing, because we're a net importer of oil. And I think it will be quite positive from a trade balance perspective. But the weak oil price really is a reflection of concerns around the demand outlook for oil. And that, I think, is centered on the softness that we've seen in the Chinese economy. And then also pressure felt across the world because of very high interest rates. We know there are concerns over the US economy as well. Europe is struggling to gain traction at the moment, really requiring those interest rate cuts to bolster those underlying economies. I think that the fear now is that that won't be enough to boost demand for oil because economic growth might take a while to catch up.
What of gold? What's putting the pressure there?
Well, yeah, it's quite difficult. I mean, gold is at very high levels still. So it does reflect that we are still in an environment that is facing a lot of uncertainty, particularly from a geopolitical and a political perspective. But I mean, gold does from time to time react to different things that's happening in the market and perhaps other asset classes looking a little bit more attractive on a relative basis. We've also seen a little bit of dollar strength, so that could also explain some of the weakness in gold.
Right. We're going to be speaking to Raj Nana of Attack as well as Charles de Villiers of Lipstar on their results. What's been your interpretation?
Yes, so those were probably the standout companies in terms of results today. Attack, really a very, very strong print with distributable income per share up almost 20% and the dividend increasing by 19%. And this is on the back of several years of very tepid growth in the South African property space and kind of investors having gotten used to the fact that dividends or distributions would increase in kind of the low single digits. So really strong numbers by Attack. The market really liked it a lot as well. I see the share price closed up 3.2%, but it was much higher than that intraday. And then Lipstar also, I thought, printed pretty decent results. That share price was a little bit more volatile today, but I do see that they did end up a little bit higher on the day as well. We had pretty soft growth when it came to the revenue line, and that's a function of volumes coming under pressure because consumers are so constrained at the moment. But some of the things that they're really trying to do, like pushing through production efficiencies and becoming more efficient in the way that they run these separate businesses, is really starting to pay off because we did see a really nice jump in the normalized earnings per share number of about 11.5%. And I think that there's probably more to come given what management said around their outlook as well.
Thank you so much, Chantal, for your time and your contribution this evening. Chantal Marx is Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.